Good morning. I'm your host, Andrew Potter, welcoming you to the sixth season and the 40th show of the three-time award-winning WGTD Radio Theater, live from the Kenosha campus of Gateway Technical College. And today, it's our third annual radio cartoon extravaganza. Our featured original cartoon shows come from the Looney Tunes family. We're bringing you all the new adventures of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig, and all the rest. Our actors, as always, come from the 91.1 Players. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of O'Connor, Dumay, Aaliyah, and McTernan. Today's show is directed by Gary Stamm, and our original program is written and produced by Steve Brown and Michael Ulstrup. And now, today's program. In the past, Bugs and Elmer Fudd brought their own special renditions of operas like The Valkyrie and The Barber of Seville. Today, they star in the WGTD premiere of Carmen.
What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? I am a rabbit who likes carrots. And if I'm caught, I'll get away. I'll drive the hunter totally crazy. I love carrots. I'll eat them all. The hunter, he can't stop me. And if he tries, I'll get away. No matter what it is he has to say.
What's up, Doc?
Carrots. Carrots.
And if I'm caught, I'll carrots. Get away. I'll drive the hunter
carrots.
Totally crazy.
Oh, what's up, Doc? Oh, what's up, Doc? I am a rabbit who likes carrots. And if I'm caught, I'll get away. I'll drive the hunter totally crazy.
What's up, Doc?
It's them I love. I will eat them each and every day.
What's up, Doc?
I'll get away from the hunter. I will run away.
Oh, what's up, Doc? I am a rabbit who likes carrots. And if I'm caught, I'll get away. I'll drive the hunter totally crazy. Oh, what's up, Doc?
I'll get away, no matter what it is he has to say.
Oh, what's up, Doc?
I'll get away, no matter what it is he has to say.
I am a hunter hunting all the time. Rabbits I hunt, rabbits I hunt. I'll hunt them all through the night and through the day, till I can cook up a stew. I am a hunter, twill, I say to you. I am a hunter, twill.
He is a hunter, hunting all the time. Rabbits he hunts, rabbits he hunts.
He'll hunt them all through the night and then the day, till he can
cook up a stew. He's a hunter true, we say to you.
He is a hunter true.
Kill the rabbit, kill him when I can. Kill him dead, kill him dead. He thinks that he can get away from me. I'll show him just his boss. I'll kill the rabbit dead. I'll kill him dead. Then put him in a stew.
The rabbit kills him when he can. Kills him dead. Kills him dead. He thinks that he can get away from him. He'll show him just his boss. He'll kill the rabbit dead. He'll kill him dead. And put him in a stew.
What's up, Doc?
A rabbit. I'll kill him dead.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, yes, he did. Oh, what's up, Doc? What's up, Doc? I am a rabbit who likes carrots. That's all, folks. Well, of course I die. It's an opera.
No need to worry. Bugs didn't really die. It's opera after all. But Bugs stardom has Daffy irritated. Let's check in on that duck and see what his beef is.
Did you listen to that? Who'd have thought a rabbit could sing? Just because they made him the star, they've convinced themselves they can sing, too. An opera, no less. Please.
What's the matter? What's wrong, Daffy?
Oh, Porky, it's that rabbit again. Always getting the good parts. Always overlooking me. It's despicable.
Well, he is the main guy, Daffy.
The star? The star, you say? I'll show you and everyone else. Guess who the real star is around here?
How you gonna do that, Daffy?
I'll have to think of something. Now what can I do to show the world that I'm the star that Bugs Bunny is? What to do?
Anything yet, Daffy?
No, nothing yet. What to do? I got it!
What is it, Daffy?
I'll do an opera, too!
What, huh?
Yeah, that's it. I'll do an opera, too. I'll show them all. I'll show them how to do an opera, and they'll do it right.
Well, how you Daffy? I mean, have you ever vocalized an opera?
Oh, please. How hard is it? I mean, it's just singing, and anyone can do that. Heck, if a rabbit can do it, a duck can. I'll find someone to write something for me. After all, why should I do that myself? I am a star, after all.
Well, geez, Daffy, I don't know if that's easy to do. Do you know it's somebody?
No, but like I said, how difficult can it be?
I'm not sure about that, Daffy. So Daffy, think of how you're gonna pull off this show.
By George, Porky, I have. I just have to use the same one as that rabbit. By using the same music, the world can have a perfect comparison and see just who the real star around here is. Now, I just have to find someone to play Carmen.
Daffy, not me. I can't sing because I'd never wear pants.
You know, that's right. Why don't you ever wear pants?
Yeah, not sure. And it's not as though you're in full regalia.
Good point. But no matter, it's all about the voice. Okay, let's do the first scene. Here's your music.
I'm not sure about this, Daffy.
Let's just start. Just start with your solo.
Okay, Daffy, then here goes. What's up, the physician? I am a rabbit who likes carrots, and if I'm I'll be gone. I make the hunter totally nuts.
Porky, old boy, fine job there, but, I think we need more of a rabbit fight. You make a great pig, but, you know, now that Bugs has been out there, the world might be expecting more of a rabbit. Now, let's face it, you just don't have the ears for it.
No problem, Daffy. So what are you going to get?
Not sure, but I can work on my part in the meantime.
Yeah, I take it you'll play the guy who shoots?
Of course.
Do you have a rifle?
Sure, right here.
I can hold it for you.
Oh, Porky, that would be very nice of you. Here you go. Just watch out for that trigger. I don't have the safety on. Very funny.
Well, Daffy, you wanted to do opera. Somebody has to croak.
Oh, let me see where we are. Oh, yes, it's springtime in Kenosha, and that means love is in the air. Or at least something is in the air. And that means it's time for Foghorn Leghorn, featuring Henry Hawk, Miss Prissy, and that really smart kid, Egghead Jr. Let's see what's happening in this episode.
Oh, now I wonder what I should wear tonight. Oh, my very good friend, Foghorn Leghorn, will be here at 7:30.
Mama, why do you have to go out tonight?
Well, that fine man, Mr. Leghorn, sent me a note last week saying that there's a new movie at the Tivoli Theater of Rice and Hair. I think I shall enjoy that movie.
Isn't that a new movie by that wonderful writer, John Steinbeck?
I do believe it is, Egghead.
I'll get it, Mama.
Yeah, well, look who's here. It's a little Egghead Jr. And Miss Prissy, how are you doing this lovely evening? Yeah.
We are just fine, Ennery. Just what brings you out here today?
Well, Miss Prissy, I thought I'd stop over and see if my new friend Egghead would like to play catch outside.
Mama, can I? Can I? Can I? Please?
Oh, I think that's fine, Egghead. Now, please remember that Mr. Leghorn will be here soon.
Okay, Mama, I'll remember.
You have a good time now. Be careful. Oh, that boy of mine. He is such a good boy. Hello? Who is it?
I say there, Miss Prissy. It is I, Foghorn J. Leghorn, your escort for the evening.
Oh, Foghorn, it is so nice to see you. Oh, you are a bit early, aren't you?
Well, I had to leave my house sooner than I thought.
Oh, why is that?
The barnyard dog needed his space.
What do you mean?
He does not like my singing, and I just don't understand it.
Oh, I've heard you sing before, and I really think...
Doo-dah, doo-dah.
Mama, who is that singing? Oh, it's you, Mr. Leghorn. How are you?
I say, boy, what have you been doing?
I've been playing catch with my friend, Henry.
Henry Hawk? He's a friend of mine, you know.
Yeah. Did I hear someone mention my name?
Henry?
It seems you, Foghorn. What are you doing here?
I'm taking Miss Prissy out to a movie.
Oh, Foghorn, you need to watch out for Egghead. I think Henry is trying to nip at him. Will you stay and keep an eye on them for me?
Nipping? Is that like tapping on the arm?
Oh, no. I think it's more like it chewing him up and spitting out the bones.
That would never happen.
Oh, but he is a hawk, you know, and they love to snack on baby chicks.
Yeah, I heard that. Miss Prissy, that is so not true. Why would I never think of such a thing? Never.
Now, you listen here, Ennery. You just one thing on your mind, and I strongly suggest that you remove such thoughts from your mind.
Let me deal with this, Miss Prissy. Now, you listen here, boy. You better watch out or you'll be on your way out of town.
Yeah, Foghorn, you and I have been friends for a number of years. You can't mean that.
Well, that's a joke, son. I say that's a joke. Hey, you're standing on my foot. Please step back.
Foghorn, wasn't this episode the same story in 1941 when we did walkie-talkie hockey?
No, I say no there, son. It was 1950 and the Leghorn blows at midnight.
Foghorn, I think we need to go to our movie, but...
What is it, Miss Prissy?
Oh, I'm just worried about Little Egghead.
I think I have the answer to this problem, Miss Prissy.
Oh, what is it, Foghorn?
Let's take the boy with us.
Oh, really?
Mama, can I?
Oh, yes, of course, my boy.
Oh, goody.
Now, dress foiled again.
Well, that's our Foghorn Leghorn episode for today. I think Henry Hawk was last seen flying over some chicken coop over near Lake Geneva. And now, we present two of my favorite Looney Tunes characters, Wile E. Coyote and the Roadrunner. Now, I don't want to over-intellectualize this story, but let me try just a little bit to do just that. You see, there are rules. As in other cartoons, the Roadrunner and the Coyote follow the laws of cartoon physics, for example. And if you could see this example, it would be a lot easier. But you can't. So let me explain simply, the Roadrunner has the ability to enter the painted image of a cave on a mountainside, while a coyote cannot. Not unless there's an actual opening through which he can fall thousands of feet to the bottom of the canyon. But don't worry, he survives. Remember, it's just a cartoon. Let me show you what I mean. Okay, stop! Hold it! This is not working very well. I think our pesky writers, Brown and Ulstrup, forgot one very important thing. This is radio. Radio! And in case you were wondering, and this is our way of giving full credit to where it is due, the Roadrunner and the Coyote appear on Saturday mornings as the stars of their own TV series, The Roadrunner Show, from September 1966 to September 1968 on CBS. At this time, it was merged with the Bugs Bunny Show to become the Bugs Bunny and Roadrunner Show, running from 1968 to 1985. The show was later seen on ABC until 2000, and on Global until 1998. So, that's the Roadrunner and Wile E. Coyote Show. Well, I guess that Roadrunner segment didn't work out too well. Let's hope that Brown and Ulstrup do a better job with this next one. Bugs the Prospector.
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round.
Now, just what the darn tootin' noise is that?
She'll be coming round the mountain when she comes. She'll be coming round the mountain. Yeah. What's up, Doc?
I'm not Doc. I'm Yosemite Sam, and I run things around here.
You mean you're the sheriff?
No.
The marshal?
No.
The territorial governor?
No.
An Indian chief?
No.
An Indian princess?
No.
A papoose?
No. I am Yosemite Sam. That should be enough.
Yeah, I guess. Well, my horse Betsy and I'll be off then. Gotta get back to them carrots. She'll be driving 6 light horses when she comes.
Oh, no you don't. You won't be a-going anywhere unless I says so. Just why the heck are you here?
I'm here prospecting for carrots. I heard that just some sorts of carrots out here in the Great West.
Carrots? Where you done hear that from?
Back east. It's in all the newspapers. And there are loads of gold carrots out here just for the taking.
Oh, you know, good floppy-eared rabbit, they didn't mean carrots you eat. They meant carrots of gold.
Exactly. Now I must be off. Giddy up, Betsy. Where was I? Oh, yeah. She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes.
Ooh, daggammit. If there's anything I hate, it's someone who does no listening to me, and on top of that, he's a good-for-nothing rabbit.
She'll be driving 6 white horses when she comes. Well, Betsy, shall we try our luck here and start prospecting for carrots? Yeah, I think so, too. Oh, we'll all go out to meet her when she comes. Oh, we'll all go out to meet her when she comes.
Just how stupid can a stupid rabbit get? Prospecting for carrots? That's pretty stupid. I best get him out of here and send him back east. What to do? What to do? I know! Hey, rabbit! What do you think of this?
Think of what?
This Smith & Wesson six-shooter.
Yeah, it looks pretty nice there.
Yeah, well, it is. And Mr. Smith and Mr. Wesson are telling you to move the heck out of here.
Funny, I don't hear anything.
Well, I do.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Really?
Yeah!
Well, maybe you should look into just to make sure you're hearing the thing right. Really, I don't hear a thing.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm a-looking.
She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes. She'll be wearing red pajamas when she comes.
Hey, dammit. I gotta think of something else to get him out of here. I got it. I'll sneak some dynamite into his sleeping bag. That'll blast him back east.
She'll have to sleep with Grandma when she comes. She will have to sleep with Grandma when she comes.
Yeah, I could sneak up to his sleeping bag while he's a-pounding that rock. Oh, that rabbit is really stupid. He downright deserves to get blasted back east. Now, let me get the dynamite into the bag. That worked out okay. There's enough dynamite to blast that rabbit and the horse he rode in on right back to where he done come from. Now, let me light the fuse and I'll dash off and hide behind those rocks over there. Any second now. Now, just what the heck happened?
Doc, is this your sleeping bag?
No.
Really sure?
Yeah, really sure.
Really?
Well, just give it to me and I'll show you.
Here you go.
Oh, very funny. What's all this falling down on top of us?
Why, it's carrots. It's carrots. The explosion blew them right out of the ground.
Oh!
Poor Yosemite. No matter how hard he tries, he just can't get the best of Bugs. And then there's Daffy, who keeps letting Bugs get under his skin. Or is it his feathers? Anyway, next up, Daffy goes to Mars.
Ooh, that rabbit! Just how stupid is he? Prospecting for carrots! And they may still make him the star? You'd think after that Roadrunner fiasco, they'd get new riders. But no! They keep those pesky riders and let them make Bugs a star. What to do? I got it. I'll go to Mars. After all, they've been talking about it for too long. Time to do it. And I'll prospect for real gold. The right kind of carrots. Now to find a rocket ship. I understand that some of those shuttles are available now. Here we go! Man, that was fast! We're almost there! Must be one of those high-speed rail shuttles! Okay, time to land us, puppy. Oh, not too bad. Good thing I had new socks and springs installed. Well, time to get a prospecting for gold.
Oh, heavens. What was that loud thud? I best check out the perimeter area using my brand new surface-to-surface long-range intercontinental radar scanning device. Here we go. Adjusting the longitudinal amplitude. Now estimating the latitudinal amperage. Focusing in on the area of geological disturbance. And... aha! I see it! It appears to be a rocket ship from... Earth! Of all places! Well, there goes the neighborhood, as if home values aren't low enough. And what is that walking around there? Let me see. It's a duck! A duck? How can that be? Oh, I see, it's of the Daffy subspecies. One of superior intelligence. Nevertheless, it's time for me to see that he leaves.
Man, this gold prospecting is tough! I gotta bring back something, though. I can't let bugs get the better of me again.
Say there! Say there!
What the heck is that?
I say, can you hear me? Just what are you here for?
Huh? Well, I'll be! It's a Martian!
Now, please, didn't you hear me?
Yeah, I guess so. Just surprised to see a robot, that's all.
I am not, nor have I ever been a robot!
So what are you?
A Martian!
Oh, that makes sense, this being Mars and all. There sure aren't a lot of you here.
Oh, I can understand that. We do have one Martian to 10-acre zoning in these parts.
Wasn't expecting to see anyone in these parts. Well, that explains it then.
So just what are you doing here?
Oh, I'm here prospecting for gold.
You can't do that. This makes me very angry. Very angry indeed. You need to leave immediately.
Oh, I do intend to leave. Just as soon as I have enough gold to show everyone on Earth that I'm the real star.
Oh, no. That simply won't do. You need to leave now. Truly, you do.
Tell you what, Buster. You just be on your way, and I'll be out of your hair. Or whatever it is that's on top of your head, as soon as I can. And I'm going to go over that other hill and see what I can find.
Oh, this duck is making me very angry. Very angry indeed. I think it's time I show that Earth duck just who the boss is around here. What can I use to show him that I mean business? That he indeed must leave now. I have it! I'll use my supersonic plasmatic blaster pistol. That will show him I mean business. Say there! Say there!
Huh?
I say, can't you hear me?
Oh, for peace sake! Now what does he want?
Now please, didn't you hear me?
Well, not really. Can't you see I'm sort of busy here?
Well, I really couldn't care less. Let me tell you once more that you must leave Mars immediately, and I have this supersonic plasmodic blaster pistol to tell you that I mean business.
That blaster thing is telling me you mean business?
Why, yes.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm quite sure.
Really?
Really.
Well, I don't hear a thing. Maybe you should look into it and make sure it's telling me the right thing.
I hate to admit it, but that does make sense. I do want to make sure you're getting the correct message.
There you go! Take a look!
Okay, I'm looking.
See? I told you it wasn't telling me anything. See you later, alligator! I'll be over that hill as soon as you clean yourself up!
Grr! He continues to make me very angry! Very angry indeed! What can I do next to persuade that duck of his error? I have it! I'll slip a photon charge quark resistant superstring electronometric bunker buster explosive in his sleeping bag. That will prove to him the gravity of his situation. Yes, I can sneak up to his sleeping bag while he is pounding that rock. That duck really is of low intelligence. He just deserves to be reminded once again that he must return to Earth. Now let me get the explosive into the bag. Hey, that worked out quite well. That's enough explosive to blast that duck quite assuredly back to where he came from. Now let me program the fuse and I'll dash off and hide behind those rocks over there. Any second now. Oh, now just what could have happened?
Excuse me. Might this be your sleeping bag?
No, I should say not.
Really? Sure?
Oh, yes, quite.
Really?
Just give it to me and I will show you.
Here you go!
Very funny. What is all of this falling down on top of us?
I can't believe it! I cannot believe it! It's carrots! There's no gold here! Only carrots! The explosion blew them right out of the ground! That dang rabbit gets its way again!
And Daffy loses to Bugs again. Best to get on to one of our favorites, Sylvester and Tweety.
Rock-a-bye, Tweety, in the treetop.
Oh, suffering succotash. What to do? What to do? I haven't eaten for days. This economy is so bad. No one is even throwing up scraps for a four pussycat to eat.
Rock-a-bye, Tweety, in the treetop.
This is Pray Tell. Do I hear? What is this I Pray Tell here? Could that be a delicious Tweety? Birds singing from the window? Let me peer in and see. Oh, yes. Oh, joy. It's dinner time.
Oh, Dwanny, is it dinner time yet?
Oh, yes, my sweet little Tweety. It is indeed dinner time. I bought some special seeds for you to eat today. Special seeds for my special Tweety bird.
Oh, Dwanny, you are always so nice to me. I always feel so safe here.
And well, you should, Tweety. I wouldn't let anything hurt you at all.
Well, just see about that. Well, just see about that. Now, how can I get into that house to nab that bird? I have it. I'll go to the door. Ring the doorbell. Granny will answer the door. I'll tell her I'm selling Girl Scout cookies. After all, no one turns those down. And when she leaves to get in her purse, I'll sneak in the house and nab the bird.
Hello? What can I do for you?
How do you do, ma'am? I'm here to ask you to buy some Girl Scout cookies to help us girls have fun in a cruel, male-dominated world!
You don't look much like a Girl Scout.
What? This well up?
We don't wear Smith uniforms anymore. Except in our secret ceremonies. Sort of like the Masons help us blend in. Better.
Oh, I see. Well, let me get my purse. You stay right here.
She fell for it. Now to find the bird.
Oh, Tweeties, where are you, my dear delightful bird?
Could that be Dwanny?
Oh, Tweety!
I'm in here, Dwanny.
Where's here, Dwanny?
Just where you left me, Dwanny.
Where's Tweety? You know, sometimes I forget things.
That's not Dwanny. Dwanny never forgets anything. In the room over to your left, dear Dwanny. I'll hide under my widow bed and see if it's really her.
Oh, I see your case now, Tweety. Where are you, Tweety?
Let me sneak a look and make sure that's Dwanny. I thought I draw a putty cat. I did draw a putty cat. Dwanny!
Tweety, what's wrong? I knew it. You're not a Girl Scout. Take that.
Ouch.
And that.
Ouch.
And that.
Ouch.
And you stay out of this house.
Well, that didn't go too well. What else can I do? What else can I do? I'm so hungry. I have it. That granny keeps the birdcage right next to the window. I'll sneak in the house, through the window, grab that cage, and run out the window with it. I'll be a mile away before granny will even know the bird is gone. I'll prop up this ladder against the window. I'll climb up to the window.
Oh, that putty cat just hasn't learned his lesson, has he? Doesn't he know I like to look out my beautiful window, and I see him trying to get in? Oh, Dwanny!
Yes, my dear Tweety?
Dwanny, that bad old cat is up to his old tricks again!
Oh, is he?
Yes, Dwanny. Tell you what, Dwanny, when he comes in the window, you grab him and I'll really give him something to eat.
Okay, Tweety.
Here we comes.
I see him. Just a little closer. Just a little closer. Gotcha!
Now, I'll just wipe this stick of dynamite. Here, you mean old putty tat. You wanted something to eat? Here you go!
Now, you get out of here, you nasty cat! Take that!
Ouch.
And that! And
out!
And stay out!
Dwanny?
Yes, Tweety?
Those aren't carrots falling from the sky, are those?
Before we end today's program, where we will tell you who starred in each of our cartoon episodes, and also about our sponsor, here is our executive producer, Dr. Steve Brown, to say a few words about the man who made all of the real Looney Tunes cartoons come alive, Mr. Mel Blanc.
Thanks, Andrew. Mel Blanc, the man with 1,000 voices, was a very close friend of my family. I have fond memories of seeing him at family get-togethers when I was growing up out in California, and later when we visited California after moving to Florida. Mel would take me and all of my cousins and give us lessons on how to do cartoon voices. Voices like...
Let's run through that again.
Okay. Would you like to shoot me now or wait till you get home?
Shoot him now. Shoot him now.
That's a joke, son. That's a joke. What's that?
Well, Mel was born in San Francisco back in 1908 and later moved to Portland, Oregon. He later got his big break on the Jack Benny Show as Cy the Mexican and also the train announcer, known especially for his famous line, "Train leaving on track 5 for Anaheim, Azusa, and Cucamonga." Of course, his cartoon voices were what made Mel famous. Mel died back on July 10th of 1989 at the age of 81. Our show today is dedicated to Mel Blanc, a dear family friend and someone who brought millions of hours of laughter and fun into the lives of hundreds of millions of people all over the world. And before I throw this back to Andrew, as Mel would say...
That's all, folks.
Thanks, Steve. As always, our show today starred members of the 91.1 Players. Gary Sam was our master of voices for Bugs Bunny and Porky Pig. Cameron Spencer voiced the characters of Elmer Fudd and Daffy Duck. Victoria Dumay was our Tweety Bird and Miss Prissy. Foghorn Leghorn and Yosemite Sam were belted out by our very own Terry Lawler. Victoria Ide played the parts of Sylvester and also Henry Hawk. Kathy Zulke played sweet, lovable little old granny. Ryan Farrell was that guy from outer space, Marvin the Martian. And I'm Andrew Potter, your narrator, and also played the very sophisticated Egghead Jr. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater comes from the Kenosha Law Firm of O'Connor, Dumay, McTernan, and Aaliyah. Today's program was directed by Gary Stamm, and it was written by our executive producers, Mike Olstrup and Steve Brown. Be sure to join us on Saturday morning, May 15th at 11:15 for our original live production of The Twilight Zone. For the WGTD Radio Theater and the 91.1 Players, I'm Andrew Potter. Thanks so much for listening to the third annual Radio Cartoon Extravaganza, featuring stars from the Looney Tunes cartoon.